Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. Through a partnership with Dixie Regional Medical Center, 52-year-old Liz Cummings and her 23-year-old daughter Samantha came to StoryCorps to remember their husband and father, Tim Cummings.
Tim and I started our family in Laguna Niguel, California. And we had all eight children in California. And we moved to St. George when our youngest was only about a month old. Tim's business was very successful, and he was able to do a lot of community projects, community plays. He was the life of the party. And it was August of 2008. He was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. We went ahead and started with chemo, but at one point he was hospitalized for 2.5 months straight, and I slept there every single night with him and would come home in the morning and get the kids to school and then come back during the day. The nurses were so amazing about just the number of children we had. You know, when you have eight people enter a room, it can be a little overwhelming, and the kids that were in college could come and do their homework in the room and plug in their computers and just be there.
The colon cancer he was diagnosed with was really rapid, so we weren't sure how much time he would have. And at the time, I was a full-time student at Dixie State. I was working full-time, so in between school, night school, and full-time working, I would go straight to the hospital and be with my dad as much as I could. I remember he would constantly be sick and throwing up, and he would still go to chemotherapy in a button-up shirt, his slacks, and he would have a belt on, and his hair was done. Mm-hmm. He always looked so sharp, even going to chemotherapy. And my dad was a magician. He always had a deck of cards, and he was famous for doing card tricks in his hospital bed or at chemo for the nurses. And they would be injecting him, and he said, pick a card, and they would just laugh. And it was just such a positive, happy experience. And I remember it was probably near the end, and it dawned on me how sick my dad was. I was thinking I had, like, the worst day ever. And so I came home, and I look up, and my dad's on the end of his bed, and he has his little barf bag, and he is just throwing up and feeling so sick. And my dad was a big man. Dad was about 6'1", 6'2"-ish. He was a big, tall man. And when he died, he weighed about 130 pounds. And he looks up at me after, like, in between throwing up. He goes, hi, sweetheart. How was your day? And just still upbeat. And I said, so are you feeling better or are you feeling worse? He looked down at the floor and he looked up at me and he said, honey, I'm dying. It's my time to go. My first reaction was anger, and you're just gonna give up. And he looked at me and said, honey, everything that could have gone right has gone wrong. You know,
it's my time.
I believe that God wants me in heaven, and it's my time to go. And so I hugged my dad, and we had a long talk. This was our last real long talk, and, you know, I'll always be grateful for that time we had. It made me realize how fragile life is and how grateful I need to be for just every day.
I just think that it makes you more appreciative to life and everyone around you and how grateful you are for the things that you have.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.